The Arizona Cardinals Daily Report is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
Well, today, more than any other day possibly on the calendar, players actually look forward to practice. Cards Daily, Paul Calvisi, Darren Urban here on AZCardinals.com. And that is because, D,
they are wearing the pads.
For the first time since last season.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily say they're all looking forward to it.
Media speak, you think, when they told us that?
Well, Michael Floyd said he kind of was, but he said, like, Larry's not necessarily looking forward to putting on the pads. He's been around a while.
Yeah, 11 years.
I do think that generally, I think they're looking forward to doing something besides this organized team activity type of work that they've been doing all offseason, which has basically encompassed those first couple practices out here in training camp.
I think we can say coaches look forward to today, because now, at least the linemen, right? Now, because you can't assess these guys unless they're in pads. And that said, let's start with right tackle, because that has been identified as Bruce Arians. All right, he's going to focus on that position. And based on yesterday, it's now Bobby Massey's to lose?
Yeah, I think it's Bobby Massey's to lose. And I think that's something the coaches have been wanting. I think they wanted him to have it to lose for a while now. I mean, I think even going into last offseason, they would have liked Bobby Massey to take control of that job. He didn't. Eric Winston became available at a semi-cheap price, and they went in a different direction. But, you know, Bobby Massey's young. He showed some flashes in 2012 down the stretch when he was starting for Ken Wisenhunt. And I do think they want him to be the right tackle, but you got to do it when the pads are on. And I don't think Bradley Sowell is just going to give away his chance to possibly get in there. But I do think when all is said and done, Massey's the guy.
You know, it is easy to forget that he started all 2012, that he started 16 games. It was almost a tale of two seasons. The first eight games, it was a big learning curve for him. But the last eight games, you know, he graded out pretty well. I mean, you know, from all indications. What do you think the stumbling block has been? Because I remember on the Big Red Rage, the radio show last year with Calais Campbell, him telling us on the air that if you're looking for the most physically talented offensive lineman the Cardinals have, Bobby Massey would probably be the guy. I think the coaches just have to come to trust him that he's mastered the playbook and there's not going to be any mental mistakes that's going to get your quarterback lit up.
Well, and quite frankly, it's not even any kind of big secret. I mean, Harold Goodwin told us on the website in an article we wrote this summer, he came right out and said, you know, Bobby Massey can't make the mental mistakes. He's been bad mentally, and that's why he didn't play last year, and that's what they were looking to. Now, Bruce Arians said that Bobby Massey was not on the mental error list after the first practice. They said he improved tremendously over the offseason, and I think all that has gone into why he's starting right now.
And he's in great shape. Arians said he's never seen him in better shape. All right, let's talk about the surprise of camp, at least since the draft, and a guy that Carson Palmer called special. We didn't see a lot of him during the spring because he was on the far field with the rookies. Now that we're halfway into the first week of camp, what are some of the takeaways on John Brown, the third-round rookie?
Well, I don't think there's any question he flashed all offseason. I mean, they said early on that they felt like he was a guy who could contribute to this offense right away. It's clear the way they've used him, the way they've already worked him in with the starters, that he is a guy that they want to turn to and be a major part of the offense. The question becomes, you know, when the pads go on, does that work? I mean, Paul, you and I have both seen plenty of times in the offseason a wide receiver flash. You know, Steve Breston did it back in 2008. That turned into a 1,000-yard season for him. But Steven Williams has flashed before. There's been a couple other wide receivers that have done well in the offseason or in the OTAs, and then they come into these situations and they don't do as well. So you got to see John Brown do it with the pads on. You got to see him doing it in game situations. But it's been eye-opening at this point because he's been very, very good.
You know, it's not just us media guys sort of writing down, oh, nice grab. I mean, it's been the quarterbacks, all three of them. You talk to them on and off the record, they'll say, he's very impressive. And they say it like, wow, he is the exception when it comes to being a rookie in terms of the ability to pick up the playbook, master it. There hasn't been much of a learning curve mentally. And it's what he does for the offense, him and Ted Ginn Jr. It's an element they didn't have last year. It's that home run threat that's going to keep defenses honest. And if nothing else, you figure it's going to open up a lot more room for Larry and Michael Floyd.
Well, and that's why Patrick Peterson isn't playing offense anymore, because they've added guys like John Brown and Ted Ginn. So,
anything else you're looking for in pads here? Where are you going first? This first practice in pads, where are your eyes going to take you?
I want to see some hitting. I on a personal level, I've seen them. I've seen enough of the OTA type stuff. I'm ready to see some hitting.
All right. O-lineman, D-lineman drills. That's a can't miss. For Darren Urban, I'm Paul Calvisi. AZCardinals.com, Cards Daily. Keep it right here.